You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I can tell you that today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. And the whole idea behind this is that you got to do it before you start filling it up with a bunch of crap for next week's Thanksgiving celebration.
It falls at a good time, doesn't it? I mean, it's kind of obvious. Get all the crap out of there.
Even if you're not hosting, you know, you're going to come home maybe with leftovers. And so you got to have room for everything. So clean out your fridge day. Along those lines, there's another kitchen appliance that's in the news. There's a story that I was sitting here reading about people who have two dishwashers.
So bougie.
Now, there was a time, I don't know, it was like 5-6 years ago. There was a house in my neighborhood, and I lived over there off of Parker Road by Cherry Creek State Park. There was a house that went on the market, and they had an open house. And you know what you do when there's an open house in your neighborhood? As a neighbor, you go walk through it. It's just what you do. And you kind of act like you don't live in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we went through there, and I was like, oh, my God. These guys have got two dishwashers.
Yeah.
And the realtor is right there and says, yeah, it's perfect. These people like to entertain a lot. They always have dinners and parties and stuff. And so they have a dishwasher here. And then in right around the corner where it's kind of like the laundry room, they have another dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I remember at that time thinking, oh, my God, how ostentatious and how badly do I want that?
I love this idea of having the two dishwashers because I've talked about on the show how there's some days we will run our dishwasher three times.
Because
we have so much stuff, so many dishes, so many, you know, we're eating at home, we're not eating out a lot. And yeah, weekends, wow. Easily 3 times a day.
Wow.
So I'm so on board with this and I want it now. I want it bad.
Well, it is. They call it a first world problem.
It is.
You just have so many dishes.
Well, think of holidays and stuff when you have all those people over and then you got so many dishes. Boom, boom. Double loads, man.
You guys have a lot of dishes. I think for most of us, it would just be on a few occasions a year. But so what? I mean, it would be so worth it.
So absolutely worth it. It's up there with I do want two washers and dryers as well. I want to put another set in
the
basement.
Well, that makes sense, too, because you guys are doing laundry for 4 people. However, you're only going to be doing laundry for 4 people for just a few more years.
So what?
So what? I don't like where the laundry room is in my current house. I hate it.
You should move it.
But it's not that easy to move a laundry room. I mean, that's a project, dude. And then we're trying to figure out, like, where would it go?
Mm-hmm.
We'd like it upstairs, you know, where the bedrooms are.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's down on the main. It's in a weird place.
Oh.
Anyway, so there's that. What happened last night in sports? Well, out at the ballroom, the Nuggets beat the Clippers last night. How about that?
Nice.
And tonight, the ice is down because the Avs are going to be hosting the Ducks. What's going on? So there's some poll that came out trying to see if America has changed its mind about women going topless. Now, let me jump in and say a couple of things here. I know there will always be a group of people who sexualize this, and they're like, I'm not coming at it from that angle. Although I do admire a beautiful body, I will say it just has always struck me as weird that we have this puritanical thing where in public women, quote, can't, and I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how they can't go topless and men can.
Okay.
So, I don't like, does the city of Denver have a law? Because that strikes me as so old-fashioned.
Very dated, right?
That, you know, we have to keep women in their place, and it's like, what is that? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying, to me, it's the thing that if you want to go topless, you should be able to. I don't understand why the law says men can, women, quote, can't.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's a poll out there, and they're finding that slowly but surely, attitudes toward this are shifting, and the only people who are against it are older Americans.
Okay.
But right now, 35% of Americans, that's a pretty sizable number, think women should have the right to let it all hang out if they want to.
Why not? Have at it.
51% said
no. Who cares?
And then you got the 14%, you know, that delightful 14%, Jeremy. I don't know how I feel about this.
What is topless? What does that mean? All right.
I don't know. Any thoughts on this?
No, I don't want to get into it.
Why are you so worried about this?
Because I feel
topic?
Like people are just going to get all butthurt and we'll get the texts all day long. And blah,
but
blah,
how
blah,
can
blah.
You get butthurt?
But I'm fine with it. Whatever. Have at it. And seriously,
how
in
can
like
anyone get butthurt
20
about
years,
this?
I mean, it's probably going to be the norm. Everybody's walking around with no shirt on. At
well,
Chatfield.
Again,
who cares?
That's exactly right. If you jumped in a time machine and you go 75 years from now, people would be like, can you believe that 75 years ago? It
was
we
so couldn't take
taboo.
Our top off. Yeah.
Think about what was taboo 75 years ago from now.
You couldn't even
you
show
could
your
not
ankles
say
at
the
one
word,
point.
You could not say the word pregnant.
Yeah.
They could not show a toilet in a movie or a TV show. Couples had to sleep in separate beds in every movie and TV show.
Yeah.
That was 75 years ago. And does anybody give a second thought to any of that now?
Not a one.
So why would you think 75 years from now, things are going to be the same? They're not.
They won't be, absolutely. We might just all be naked walking around. We don't know.
And again, I know the texts that you're talking about are going to be people like, oh, Dom, you're just a perv. You want to see naked women. Well, that's not
true. Well, yeah, but...
No, because most of the time you don't, right? I'm just saying the right to be able to do it strikes me as so old-fashioned and puritanical and offensive to women that they don't have the right to do whatever the hell they want
to
do.
Go to the beach, take it off, get some even tan
beach?
Lines.
I'm talking about down the 16th Street Mall.
Oh, my goodness.
Boulevard.
Yeah, okay.
Park Meadows.
Even better.
Westminster Mall.
Sitting at the Cheesecake Factory with your shirt off.
Go walk down the streets of Boulder. Who cares?
Well, they're probably already doing it there.
Anyway, it's just a thought. It's just a story. I'm just a humble reporter.
Right? Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, listen, from ladies to, well, I guess there's lady firefighters, so never mind. But it is the time of year when we start seeing the firefighters in all their bunker gear on TV. Why? Because searches for deep-fried turkey time and temp have increased by 450% on the Google box. It's funny, I was talking to a guy in the hall here at the office yesterday about, hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Hey, office small talk. And he's like, I'm going to deep-fry that turkey. And I was like, oh my God, we are in prime firefighter season where they pop on the news. Oh, and just this morning, I'm watching the news, and there's the firefighter out there dunking the turkey into the big vat of oil, and it's, you know, exploding, and fire is everywhere. The best one I saw this morning is where they set up two mannequins next to the big pot of oil, and the mannequins were on fire. One of them was like a kid to really get their point across. So anyway, yeah, the Google Trends data is showing that how to deep fry a turkey is way up there. And they're talking about how it causes so many injuries every year, about 5 deaths, $15 million in damages every year because your back patio goes up in flames. So be careful. Only good news about this is you get to see firefighters on TV.
Right. You know, 75 years from now, people won't even be eating that much turkey. People will realize that it just doesn't taste that good.
It's a lot of oil. It's really fattening. Get it in the air fryer. So how about this story? Last week, a plane departed New York's JFK International, and shortly after takeoff, a horse was loose on the aircraft. I guess it was a cargo plane carrying a bunch of animals. And the pilot had to call into air traffic control and tell him the situation. Listen to this.
Yes, sir. We are a cargo plane. We have live animal horse on board the airplane. And the horse managed to escape his stall. We don't have a problem as of flying-wise, but we need to return back to New York. We cannot get the horse back secure.
How embarrassing to make that call.
That's hilarious.
How
you know what's really funny about that story, though? What? That the horse poor wandered horse. Over to a window and said, hey, I can see my barn from here.
Solid dad joke. Solid dad joke. Who's the jackass that didn't properly secure the horse? That's what I want to know. It's like you have one job.
I'm glad the horse got to walk around, stretch its legs, and look around.
You know who secured it? You know who secured that horse? Mm. It's the same guy that you see like out on Wadsworth in front of a Home Depot with all of his lumber that's spilled out of the back of his pickup. because he doesn't know how to secure his load properly.
Right.
That's the same guy that was in charge of tying the horse down. Same guy.
I see for takeoff and landing so that they don't fall and hurt themselves. But during the flight, it'd be nice if they got out and got to
let them wander,
around.
Right? Let them wander. Yeah. Go sit up there with the pilot. Hey, let's go from let's go from horses to cats and dogs. The website Rover.com just released its annual list of the most popular dog and cat names. Blah. These lists come out a few times a year. Mm. All the normal ones are on there. Milo, Luna, Max, whatever. Who cares? The ones that are more interesting are the food names for the cats and dogs. Beer is up 330%. So people are just naming their dog Beer.
I like it.
Green beans on there for dogs.
No.
Eggsy Benedict. You into that one?
No.
Prosecco was way up there for cats.
I like that a lot.
Baby Bell was on there, as in the cheese. Velveeta's on the list.
Funny.
Stuffing was on the list. Anyway, it's on our Facebook if you want to check it
Prosecco
out.
Prosecco is a great cat.
I like
cat
Prosecco.
Name.
That's a really good cat name for sure. For sure-zy. What else is going on? Dom, you feeling down? Do you have the winter blues? You doing all right?
I feel great, man.
I feel fine, too. The winter blues don't really affect me, but if it is jacking with you, you're not alone. A survey out there found about 57% of us have suffered from the winter blues. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Is this the seasonal affective disorder?
It's sad. It's
sad. I thought
sad
that normally hits in, like, February. February is...
That's when it really hits you, I think, yeah.
February
so
is the most useless month.
So useless. But, you know, a lot of this starts popping after the time changes, because you know November. It's like morning, and then 2 o'clock, it's night. So a bunch of people are saying, yeah, they're having a hard time getting out of bed. Everything's out of whack. You got to get those special lights, those UV lights that you got to put next to your bed.
Some people say
TV.
That really helps.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, did you see what's going on in Iceland? My God. Iceland has declared a state of emergency, encouraging more than 3,000 residents to evacuate this one little town because of the volcano there that's about ready to erupt. The videos are insane of the ground. You can watch the ground like swelling and moving in this town, and the roads are like cracking open. It's like a movie where this crack goes through the middle of the town, and all the steam's coming out of it, and people are falling into the cracks.
The power of Mother Earth, man.
So I essentially just scratched off my trip to Iceland.
Oh, life of fear. No, you can go to Iceland.
I scratched that off my list immediately. Let me give you one more thing, because this is crazy. I was talking about how I'm purging my basement just a little bit ago, and I guess David Letterman is doing some purging of his own. He's giving away the 20-foot-long, 8-foot-high Late Show with David Letterman marquee that was on the outside of the Ed Sullivan Theater up until the year 2013. It's the
That's
giant
great.
Sign. What was he doing with that? He's like, I got to get this out of here. Anyway,
he's like you. He can't let stuff go.
They're doing a raffle of $10 or more, and the proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity, and I guess one lucky person is going to get the marquee.
That's
you got to
cool.
shove that in your basement. Kind of neat, but kind of crazy.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's one of those posts today where you're going to go, I posted a video of a grandma, California grandma, turning 100 years old, and she was overcome with emotions when her family surprised her with a birthday party.
That sounds
little
dangerous.
Bonnie Raikes. I thought the same thing as they wheeled her
100
in.
100 years old and everybody jumps up and yells
they
surprise?
They backed her in her wheelchair, spun around, and scared the hell out of her.
Whoa, okay.
Let's see if she makes it to 101. The video is on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.